Good evening. What I wanted to talk about tonight, we've had a lot of people speak last several weeks in these Devos, a lot of talented people. And I actually wrote this lesson. It's been a while back, several years ago. And I got to thinking about each person's talents. Each person has their own set of talents. You know, some people are very good speakers. Some people are, I won't say theologists, but they're very smart and astute. Some people can do it all. Some people are preachers. Some people can, you know, sing very well. So everybody has their own talents. I got to thinking, what is the one thing that no matter how talented you are or think you are, that you can do to make a difference? And the answer that I came up with was prayer. Each Christian has their own talents, but every Christian can pray and make a difference. And what is prayer? Prayer is simply how we communicate with God. Prayed occurs 484 instances in the King James Version. We think about who can pray. Well, a Christian can, who is in the right spiritual condition. If you'll go to John 15:7, it says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." So, again, you have to be in the right spiritual condition. If you're out sinning, and I'll go into this in a second, and not living life as a Christian, not making any attempt in your praying, it says that you know, you're not going to be heard. In Psalm 66:18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." And the definition of iniquity is perversity, sin, wickedness, and evil. Now, that's not to say, obviously, that if you're living life as a Christian and you're doing your best, obviously we're all going to sin. That's not what that applies. That's when you're not even making an attempt to live as a Christian. A righteous man, going back to the other, Proverbs 15:29, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous." The second point is, why pray? Because prayer is an essential part of the Christian life and worship. We go through life each day, we run across people that are going through troubles that we know about. There's people that are going through troubles that we don't know about. So prayer is one way that we can help do our part, because we've all been a part of situations where prayer has made a huge difference. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray without ceasing." This doesn't mean rambling on just to hear yourself make noise. It means to pray and continue to pray at each chance or at each opportunity that you feel you need to. It can be once a day. It can be 100 times a day. But don't stop. Romans 12:12, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." In Ephesians 6:18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints." In 1 Timothy 2:8, "Desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Acts 2:42, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." All right, next we move on to how to pray. Matthew 6:5-13. Turn to that. Again, that's Matthew 6:5-13. "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room. When you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation. But deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So that gives us a basis on how to pray, sets it up structurally. Now, that doesn't mean we need to sit there and repeat that, and that's, you know, going to be our prayer. It needs to come from the heart. Pray to the Father in heaven, and in Jesus' name. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It also must be offered in faith. If you're going to pray for something, assume if it's God's will that it's going to be done, and don't question it. Matthew 21:22, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. It also must be offered with the right motive in mind. James 4:3, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Don't be selfish. You know, you need to be giving thanks for what you have, praying for others, but you don't need to be praying for others for your own gain. Because at the end of the day, God knows our hearts. And we can lie to a lot of people, we can lie to ourselves, but you can't lie to God. It must be offered according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That doesn't mean we will get whatever we want or when we want it. Remember, it's all in his plan. It must be offered in the name of Christ. John 14:13-14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Again, that goes back if it's according to the will of God. Some elements of prayer. Praise God, recognizing the character and dignity of God. Giving thanksgiving to God, giving thanks for all things. One of those being the privilege to be able to come to him in prayer. You don't always have to be asking for something. If you're driving down the road and it's a beautiful sunrise that morning, thank God for another beautiful day. If it's raining, thank you for the rain. Try to find the good things in life and be thankful for them. That can go for the tough times. Because it seems like until you get out of your comfort zone, you don't grow. And the tough times tend to make you stronger. Thanksgiving to God, I mentioned that one. Confessions to God, confessing our sins to him and asking forgiveness. It's not only, you know, a suggested element, it's a requirement as a Christian to ask forgiveness of those sins, ask for strength to not, you know, commit those sins again. So when do we pray? Anytime. There's no bad time, as long as your heart and mind are in it. Don't try to pray while you're distracted and something else is going on. You know, if the TV's going on or you're in the middle of a conversation, you know, your head needs to be in the game, so to speak. You need to think about what you're doing. Think about who you're talking to and why you're there. Other things to pray for: goodness and kindness and love, Philippians 1:9. Wisdom and understanding, Colossians 1:9. Health and well-being, James 5:13, and just about anything good that uplifts and helps out other people. I found, you know, one thing, it seems to be easy to pray when things are tough. You don't have a lot of other options in those moments. And so you turn to God because you don't have any other alternatives, and that doesn't need to be the reason we turn to God. It's fine to turn to him when we're having troubles and times are tough, but it doesn't need to be a last resort. It needs to be the first resort. Another time to turn to God is when things are going good, which is a lot less common, because people are doing good or things are going their way. A lot of times they feel like they've had a part in it, and that's probably very rarely the case. So remember that when times are tough and when times are good, remember to pray and give thanks for both. Tough times, ask for guidance to get through it. Another thing to pray for, and this one doesn't get done very often, as probably often as it should, but your enemies. Matthew 5:44, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Luke 6:28, "Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." In my job, I interview a lot of people that do some bad things a lot of times. And something I have to do is try to make a connection with that person, no matter how horrible the thing that they've done. And so one of the things that I try to do, and I've kind of applied it, I got it from thinking about this, is when somebody does something evil to you, or they're doing bad things or whatever else, don't look at the adult that they are. Just imagine them as a little kid. Because going back in the Bible, it speaks time and time again about little children and how Jesus wants us to be like little children. So if you imagine that person instead of a grown adult and being hideous and mean and evil, think about them being a little kid. That's their, to me, that's their soul, is the innocence that God wants to save, not the evil person that's doing the evil deeds. Again, when you pray, you must have a pure heart and good intentions. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for. Turn to Romans 8:26. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us." So sometimes we just need to merely ask God, take a hold of this situation and do your will, because you don't know the answers, obviously, and that's probably more often than not. A lot of times we don't know who exactly needs prayers. There's things going on behind the scenes that you don't understand what's going on. The biggest thing I think to remember, just to remember, you're talking to God when you're praying. Keep that respectfulness, but be candid. Be open. Understand that He knows. He knows what you're going to ask for. He knows what you're going through. It's not going to be a surprise to Him. Holding back's not going to, help you hide behind anything. Getting it off your chest, again, asking for forgiveness if it's a sin, or anything else, it's our way to get stress off and get through difficult times. So keep that in mind. To pray often. It doesn't mean you can't do a quick prayer. If you see something, I don't normally like to bring up Facebook, but occasionally you'll see something on there that somebody's going through a tough time or something. You may not even know what it is. Doesn't mean you can't take 30 seconds, a couple minutes or whatever out of your day, say a quick prayer for whatever they've got going on, for God to take care of it as He sees fit. So tonight, if you need the prayers of the church, or if you'd like to be baptized, please come forward as we stand and sing.